Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today. So I strongly advise you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, and thank you for being a part of our program this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, however it turns out. Supposed to have quite a bit of rain today, and it's sort of raining a little bit here in Riverdale, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, close to the airport. We're just about 10 minutes or less from the airport. And so we thank you for being part of this program today. And this month is rapidly coming to a close. I mean, it is boogity, boogity, boogity. It's getting on out of here. February the 22nd, 2021. One thing that has been frustrating during the course of this pandemic has been we didn't have a clue as to how long it might last. And so you really couldn't plan some things because you thought maybe it'd be over by next month, it'd be over in 6 months, or this, that, and other thing. But it looked like that we'd been settled into this thing for about a year already. And so probably need to put some things in concrete, so that we can go forward, so that we can go forward with this, with our plans and things that we have to. And one of the things that we are certainly been charged to do, and that is to preach the gospel, preach the word, pray for those who need prayer, continue to try to support those who are in need of some sort. All of that never changes. Should have never changed, and it really should put more effort on us to do that. This is February, and it's rapidly moving out of here. And of course, this has been Black History Month, and so we want to make sure that we honor all who have contributed. Not only way back in the 1817 and 1600s, I'm talking about people who was able to contribute up into 2021 who have made great strides. And so we want to appreciate that. And remember, don't forget about singing the psalm. Make sure you try it somewhere and somehow by the end of this month to sing, lift every voice and sing. The first verse says, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven rings with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as a rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark path has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in thy path, we pray. Let our feet stay from the place, stray from the place, our fathers where we met thee, let our hearts drink with the wine of the world, that we forgot thee. Shadows beneath thy hand, may we forever stand. True to our God, true to our native land. go online if you've never seen the song, and I'm surprised a lot of people have never even seen the song. If you've never seen the song, you've never have seen the words. Google it like you do everything. Start a Google, and it'll pop up, and your heart will be blessed if you ever heard that song. It has a beautiful melody. And so since we're in this pandemic so long, we still have a commitment to preach and to teach the gospel of Christ. When I'm reading the Bible, I see where the word of God grew under persecution. Matter of fact, just on a good old regular day, something like that, they might baptize one or two or something of that sort. But just reading the Bible, I see where when they was under persecution, when they couldn't do what they're supposed to do, and when they were scattered abroad oftentimes, that the gospel grew. And so that should be an example for us. And how can we do that today? Matter of fact, you can do that today by just passing this number on for our weekday lesson that we have now, like at 7 o'clock every morning. You can pass that number on to your friends, and so this program can grow. Our latest Bible class, we have a latest Bible class every Thursday night on the phone here at 7:30, and that thing have just taken off. I'm telling you, now I think the figures are up to 30. They've had 30 on the call on Wednesday night, and they go from 7:30 sometime to 9 o'clock. They just be having too much fun on this phone. And somebody sent us a text yesterday from up in the West Virginia area and around that they have 8 more people who want to be a part of that class. And so we got them from Carolinas, from West Virginia, up in Kentucky, in Tennessee. They're really calling in, wanting to be a part of this latest Bible class. They're hungry, thirsting for righteousness. And if you want to be a part of it, then you just let us know, and we'd be more than happy to send you the lesson so that you can follow along and be a part of that latest Bible class. And then so you can pass that number on. That's how that has grown. And then, of course, we have our services on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and starts at 10 o'clock, and at 10:15 after everybody's greeted each other and talked to each other and told us about your day and all that kind of stuff. Then we start at 10:15, and sometimes we go to 11:30, 12 o'clock, don't matter. And we just have a good time. Yesterday, I mean, was a super duper day. We had some real good things going on. And so how do you do that? You just pass those numbers on. Now, you may not yourself be able to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, but you know somebody who do. And I think that's been one of our shortcomings, is that we're just not passing it on. Maybe you work on Sunday at 10 o'clock. We have people who work on Sundays at 10 o'clock, and they call in on the program, and they just lay the phone down and just listen to what we're doing along the way. And every once in a while, when they get a break, when they get a coffee break or something, if we're still on, they might say hello, or let at least just let acknowledge that they're on the call. And so be proactive here. Just since we're still in this pandemic, we're going to be in it for just a few minutes. This is one of those avenues where we can continue to share the gospel with other people. And that is the radio, this program that we have Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, pass that number on, and the latest Bible class on Thursday nights at 7:30. You can pass that one on. And then Sunday mornings, numbers that we have at 10 o'clock, and you can pass that on. And I'm telling you, we can keep this ball rolling. Now, in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 12 through 19, along with a passage in the First Thessalonians, chapter 4, we want to read, because we are still charged with preaching the gospel of Christ. Many institutions in the world today are making progress and meeting their objections, and are doing great and good things for humanity. However, there's only one institution that's genuinely concerned about the affairs of the Christ. And this institution, known as the Church, who was purchased with His blood to give us salvation in the after while. And so those who consider themselves as God's children must understand what's involved in still trying to grow the church even during this pandemic. Because I see the church grew in the New Testament when they was under persecution. Our time together in this program, on Thursday night program, and on Sunday morning program would really help us to stay focused. Now, the Lord Jesus desires for the church to grow at least in two ways. Number one, spiritually, some kind of way. We still got to encourage our people to read the Bibles under this pandemic. So stay focused. Get you some commentaries. Get you some. Go back and start reading some of these incidents in the Bible, and then try to apply them to today. And that's what they do on Thursday night. Is that they study all the women of the Bible, and they've studied a great deal of them. And they look at how their incidents happened in the Old Testament, things of that sort, and the New Testament as well, like the woman at the well and all those kind of things. You read those stories, and then you just find out, what was the real purpose for that? So they do more than just read the Bible. They try to dig a little bit deeper and get past why that occurred and what happened. Okay, and then how did that apply for us today? So Jesus wants us to grow spiritually, no doubt about that. We've got to keep that connection. And then he still wants us somewhere and somehow to grow numerically. Now, we're not in a building, a lot of people are not in a building, and some people haven't gone back to their location as of yet, but we still are required to grow numerically. That's why I'm telling you to pass these numbers on. That's one way that we can grow numerically. Even if you don't get up at 7 o'clock, you know somebody to do. Even if you can't do something on Thursday nights, you know somebody to do, or Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. So just pass it on. Spiritual growth, when we think about that, he wants Christians to become more like him by learning and participating and also practicing the teaching of the New Testament in Ephesians 4, verse number 14, and also in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18, when he says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we're still commissioned to grow even in this pandemic. So one of the first things that the Lord wants us to do for us to grow is to grow spiritually, and then he wants us to grow numerically. He also has a strong desire for the people to grow in numbers as well. In Luke 19 and verse number 10, he said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. In John 3, verse 16 and 17, he says that you have everlasting life. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, he says, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. And so the book of Acts actually records a great number of the growth of the church. Matter of fact, in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 through 47, he says, 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel, not counting the women that was in that particular section. And then in Acts 4 and verse number 4, he said there were 5,000 souls saved on that particular day. And then in Acts 5 and verse number 14, he said the multitude, both men and women, were baptized and were saved. And then in Acts chapter 6 and verse number 7, he said the word of God, as they were being persecuted, didn't increase when they scattered out. In Acts 8, verses 1 through 4, he said they scattered abroad, but when they scattered, they preached the gospel of Christ. Two scattered to the Carolinas, and they kept preaching the gospel. Two scattered to West Virginia, and they kept on preaching. Two scattered to Kentucky, and they kept on preaching. So wherever this multitude scattered, all of these hundreds of thousands of people, how many it was, when they scattered, they didn't keep their mouth shut. They just kept on preaching and teaching. And even though many oppose Christianity and experience some real difficulties of the multitude, the Bible tells me that the gospel continues to spread throughout the world. In Colossians 1, verse number 23, he says, if you continue in the faith, ground and settle, and be not moved away from the gospel of Christ. He said, that's what's going to do it. And then, of course, in Romans 1, verse number 16, he says he's not ashamed of the gospel. So he says he continues to preach the gospel. The church can have a rapid numerical growth even today. And so we have to keep that in mind. In Colossians chapter 1, he says, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, that are visible, invisible, whether that be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and for by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And then he concludes by saying in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, he said, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and raised again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, he would bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that those which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be preserved or present themselves asleep. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's a beautiful statement to those who think that they don't have no hope. Father, we do have hope, and we thank you for giving us that hope. We thank you for this avenue of prayer. We hope that we find ourselves worthy of all the blessings that you have given us, that you're going to give us, and that you give us even this day. Continue to be with those who are sick, those in the hospital, hospice, those who are still in the homes and being cared for. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super duper day.